It wasn't all that long ago when, like, the whole world was freaking out about running out of computer chips. Like, cars weren't getting finished. It was impossible to find a game console. All because we couldn't get enough of those tiny little brains that power pretty much, well, everything. And it really, I think, those shortages were a wake-up call, not just about, like, how fragile global supply chains can be, but also about just how competitive the world of chip making really is. And that's what we're diving into today, because Intel, which, everybody knows Intel for their processors, they just made a really interesting move, I think, kind of shaking things up in their quest to become a big player in the foundry business.
And it's interesting because, they're trying to make a comeback in a field they used to dominate, but, things have changed.
Yeah, for sure. So, okay, before we get into Intel's big move, let's make sure everybody's on the same page. When we say foundries, in this world, in the chip world, we're talking about the companies that actually manufacture the chips. Often these chips are designed by other companies, right? So it's kind of like, it's like the difference between like a fashion designer and then the factory that actually makes the clothes.
Totally, be a great analogy. And in this case, Intel is trying to break into the big leagues of contract chip manufacturing, going up against, TSMC, who is like the 800-pound gorilla in this space.
Yeah, they are. And that brings us to today's deep dive. We are dissecting Intel's announcement about spinning off their foundry business into a totally separate subsidiary. So is this a desperate move? Is this a company that is struggling to compete? Or is this like a really savvy strategic play? Well, we're going to find out because we're digging into this article from Emerging Tech Update. It's hot off the presses.
This news really caught my eye because on the surface, it seems like they're admitting defeat, But I think if you look a little bit deeper, it could be that this is how they actually become the go-to foundry for the future of tech.
Interesting. So rewind for a second. Like, what has Intel actually been trying to do in this space? Because, it's not like they just started making chips yesterday.
Well, I know they've been the leading manufacturer of CPUs for decades, right?
Right.
But their ambitions, especially under CEO Pat Gelsinger, have been much grander. And they've poured billions, literally billions of dollars into building new facilities, new foundry facilities. They want to be the one-stop shop for any company that needs high-performance chips.
And we're not talking just any ships, right? This is the cutting edge stuff. This is like artificial intelligence, data centers, all that really futuristic stuff that everybody's buzzing about.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where I think this spinoff is interesting. According to Gelsinger's memo to employees, which the article quotes directly, this move is about giving Intel Foundry the clarity and independence, those are like his words, to attract external customers. And most importantly, I think, attract outside investment.
So they're basically saying, like, hey, world, we are serious about this foundry business. So serious, we're going to give it the freedom to, run on its own.
Exactly. And you know what? They're not just talking.
Oh, really?
They actually have a major deal in place already with Amazon Web Services.
Oh, wow. AWS.
AWS, as in like the cloud computing giant.
Yeah, as in the cloud computing giant.
They're getting into bed with Intel Foundry.
They are.
That's huge. What's the deal with that? So it's a big deal because it gives Intel, it lends them credibility.
Yeah.
AWS is partnering with them to manufacture a specialized AI chip. And it's not just any AI chip. This is a chip that is designed specifically for AWS's data centers and their machine learning applications.
Yeah.
And this AWS deal, it's not just about one chip. I think it signals to the industry that Intel Foundry can handle the really, really complicated stuff, the kind of chips that are going to be essential for, the next generation of AI, the next generation of data crunching.
Yeah, so it's like a real stamp of approval from one of the biggest names out there. But like, if we zoom out for a second, why would Intel go to all this trouble? Why not just keep the foundry business in-house?
Remember how we were talking about them pouring billions of dollars into building these foundries?
Yeah.
It is insanely expensive to break into that top tier of chip manufacturing.
Yeah, and it's not just about having deep pockets, right? Because it
Yeah.
certainly helps when you're, competing with the likes of TSMC, which, by the way, they've been doing this for decades.
Yeah.
And they have a customer list that reads like a who's who of like the tech world.
They really do. PSMC is like the undisputed king of contract chip manufacturing.
Yeah.
And they've got the experience, they've got the scale, and most importantly, they've got the relationships, to prove it.
Yeah.
So for Intel to even have a shot, They need to be nimble. They need to be able to attract investors that maybe wouldn't have been interested in, like the whole of Intel. And they need to be able to like really convince potential customers that they're, you know, in it for the long game.
Right. And this is where I think the aha moment comes in. Like, they're essentially saying, look, we're not just trying to play catch up here. We're trying to create something totally new. And, you know, by spinning off this foundry business, they're hoping to kind of unlock a level of agility and focus that they just couldn't have, like, within this larger structure of the whole of Intel, you know?
Yeah, no, that's a great point. It's about being a more attractive partner, not just for, you know, the AWSs of the world, but for the smaller companies. For the startups, you know, the companies that are driving innovation and AI and machine learning, all of that stuff.
Yeah. So instead of being seen as like this lumbering giant that's trying to like, you know, muscle its way into this world, they're positioning themselves as the nimble innovator, the ones who are like ready to partner with anybody who wants to like really push the boundaries of what you can even do with a chip.
Exactly. And they're doing it at a time when like the chip making landscape is, I think, ready for this kind of disruption.
Yeah.
We're on the verge of this major technological shift where we're going to need completely new types of chips, you know, AI, data intensive applications. All of this requires something different.
Yeah. And I'm guessing that's where Intel sees like the golden opportunity. They're betting that their, you know, deep expertise in chip design combined with this newfound independence and focus, that's going to allow them to become, you know, the go-to foundry for like this next generation of chip making.
Yeah, totally. It's a big gamble.
For sure.
But, you know, if it pays off, it could totally change the industry. Imagine a world where, like, Intel, through their foundry business, is the driving force behind the chips that power, like, the future of AI.
Yeah.
You know, advanced robotics. I mean, who knows what else?
Yeah, that's incredible. Okay, so we've talked a lot about, like, the potential benefits for Intel, their ambition to really be this like foundry powerhouse. But what does this actually mean for the rest of us? Why should we care about a bunch of companies battling it out over like who gets to make the most advanced computer chips? Yeah, you've painted this picture of Intel like shaping the future of AI and all this crazy technology. But like for us regular people, you know, how does this chip making stuff, how does it actually impact like our lives?
Yeah, that's the $1 million question, right? I mean, these chips, they're not just these abstract things, right? Like they're literally what makes all the technology we use every day like actually work.
Okay, so it's bigger than just like a faster phone or a more powerful laptop.
Yeah, way bigger. This is about the future of everything, right?
Yeah.
Think about like AI in healthcare. Think about personalized medicine, climate modeling, all these fields. They need more and more powerful, more and more specialized chips.
So if Intel like hits the jackpot with this, right, and their foundry business like really takes off, could that mean that we actually see those advancements even faster and that, you know, that they're more accessible to the people doing this, the researchers and the innovators like all over the world?
Absolutely. Yeah. Uh-huh. A more competitive landscape in the foundry business just means more companies trying to make those breakthroughs happen, which is always a good thing.
Yeah. And maybe, just maybe, it means we can avoid another one of those chip shortage things like we had a couple of years ago, because remember how annoying that was.
Yeah, totally. And I think what those shortages did was they showed everybody just how fragile like the global supply chain is.
Yeah.
So what Intel is doing, moving towards this independent foundry business, it could be a step towards, you know, fixing that, making things a little bit more resilient.
Yeah. So if we were to like wrap up this whole deep dive, like what would be the one thing that we want our listener, the person at home who, you know, is interested in technology, interested in the future, but, you know, maybe doesn't eat, sleep and breathe semiconductors like we do. What's the one thing that we want them to remember from this conversation?
I think the message to take away is that something as like small as a computer chip, it can have huge ripple effects. I mean, across the entire tech landscape and beyond, right?
Sure, true.
What Intel is doing, it's a gamble.
Yeah.
But it's a gamble with like really, really high stakes. And it has the potential to like totally change the game, you know, for years to come.
It really does. And it's a good reminder that we're living in a world where like innovation is moving so fast. And the biggest changes, they often come from these really unexpected places. So the next time you hear about, you know, another chip shortage or some crazy new AI breakthrough, just remember this conversation, because behind all those headlines, there's this whole industry that's just battling it out to build the future. One tiny but incredibly powerful chip at a time